Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H for Home. Today's topic is capybaras. So if you don't know what capybara is, it's these super cute creatures. They are spelled C-A-P-Y-B-A-R-A. So I recommend that you search them up on Google to see all their cuteness. And I'm going to be talking and giving you information all about them. So let's get started. So capybaras, they live in the rainforest, and they are herbivores, which means that they eat plants. And they usually eat grass, flowers, all that type of stuff. Some fruit, maybe. And they have webbed feet, which help them swim. And they just swim to relax. They don't actually catch their food in the water. They just kind of swim to relax and get away from danger. And they're the largest rodents in the world. And what a rodent is grass, hamsters, like those beavers too. They're like those animals with like sharp teeth and like, you know what I'm talking about? So yeah, they're the largest of their type. And they're so cute. They're my favorite animal. And also, capybaras, they have their own special calls, which means if they have, like, they can, like, bark like a dog. And I've actually heard what capybara sounds like because there's not a lot of videos on it. But if you do find a video, voice message me and tell me what to search up or by what creator is it. So maybe search for a video and send me a voice message. But they bark, they chirp, and they have like special calls for if there's like a snake coming to eat them, they could just quickly get away because they hear the call from another member of their group. And yes, they do live in groups. And actually, you can adopt a capybara, which I plan on doing when I'm older. Hopefully I can. In some states in the United States, it's illegal. But I'm pretty sure in Texas, it's not. But you do need special permission. But I'm planning to adopt one when I'm older. And if you do plan on adopting one, a capybara will need like two or more. Preferably more. Because they live in groups and they don't like to be alone. Now it's time for the Musica moment. Let's hear it. Now, what do you think that was? This one's a pretty tough one, so I'll be back with the answer at the end of the episode. Keep listening! Capybaras live on the very bottom of the rainforest, which is usually kind of dark. Some of the predators are snakes and cheetahs. And fun fact, they actually don't sleep. Instead, they take short naps during the day, which I find that it's super cool because I mean, then you're less likely to get eaten by a predator. If a capybara lives in the wild, it usually has 5 to 7 years to live. If it lives in captivity, it usually has 10 to 12. But they usually only live 12. I mean, 10. 12, 11, 10, something like that. Because it's not, you can't predict a capybara's exact health. And I feel like they're just so cute and adorable living with their groups. And yeah. Let's go back to that musical moment. Let's hear it one last time. Now, what do you think that was? Think about it, think about it, think about it. Okay, so the correct answer is me blowing to my microphone. So if you got that right, congratulations. And if you didn't, that's okay. I'm sure I'll get it next time. That's it for this episode of H for Home. Now it's time for the credits. Credits. Your host today was Agata. That's me. And this whole episode was made by me. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. And also remember to voice message me a ton of a podcast episode I should make next. And also share this podcast with your friends and family. I'm sure they'll enjoy just as much as you do. Bye! H Home out.